Radio.
Hello and welcome to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast to bring you beginner and advanced knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain, analyses of cryptocurrency markets, and discussions on growing a business within the crypto space. Stay tuned and stay CryptoCurrent.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. Your host here, Richard Carthon. And today I got a special guest. We got Will from Kadena.io. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me, Richard.
Of course. Thank you for joining us. So go ahead and start off by telling us a little bit about yourself. Give us some background.
Sure. So prior to starting Kadena, I worked at JP Morgan's Emerging Technology Group, where I met my co-founder, Stuart Roy. He's Kadena's founder and president. And I spearheaded JP Morgan's first blockchain project, which was called Juno. Before that, I was the tech lead for the SEC's quant group that built forensic data analysis tools, and was there when the cryptocurrency steering committee was started and was tech lead of the group. I also have a background in engineering and worked as a software engineer at Axiom Market and at Ion Trading. And before that, I used to do experimental mathematical research in fractal geometry and have, I don't know, like 4 or 5 papers published in the subject.
Nice. Wow. So very immersed into the not only just financial background, but also from the technical standpoint and seeing where the two join together. As you said, you started on the first blockchain project at JP Morgan, which is very impressive. But I guess my first question is, like, was that your first introduction into cryptocurrency and blockchain? Or like, what was the, give me the year in like the story of like how you first got introduced into crypto and blockchain?
So I think the first time that I heard about crypto was reading the Bitcoin white paper back when I was in college, and looked at it and was like, all right, this thing looks like it should work. Proof of work seems to be this amazing invention of, okay, how do we do a decentralized consensus that's anonymous? But I also looked at it, and I was doing econ and math in school, and looked at the economic side and realized that the only way to really test the economics is to go out and put it in the field for a number of years and see if it works. Because economics, as most people know, although I don't know if they take it to heart enough, doesn't give you a provable model for how the world works. It gives you models that help people to have an intuitive understanding of how the world works, but you can't really like take the quantity theory of money and try to apply it to a blockchain and expect it to work because, you know, the economists say that, oh, this is how money works. Like, no, that's right. The model that gives you some idea of when things are working and when they're not.
Yeah. And I mean, that's a really good point. I mean, the whole fact of how this all came together and just the concept of proof of work itself and the theory behind it is, makes a lot of sense, but for your everyday consumer who doesn't know like the technical side of it, to be able to walk through how does this actually work and like why would I use this as opposed to the centralized method that we currently have, it's a lot to just unpack. And so I think being able to properly articulate why it makes sense and how we can use it in everyday life, I think is very important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm looking forward to the next decade. I feel like this is when we're going to see real adoption and people using crypto in apps and not actually even realizing potentially that they're using crypto. And it just becomes a new piece of public infrastructure that developers around the world get to use.
Absolutely. And we're close. And I think we're actively working to get there. And on that subject, so tell me a little bit more about Kadena.io. Tell me about your company. You know, what is it and how did you start it and why did you start it?
Sure. So the initial background is really coming out of our time at JP Morgan, where we developed an expertise at vetting enterprise blockchain projects. And we were doing this on behalf of the bank strategic investment kind of branch and helping to figure out, hey, can we actually use this stuff? And very quickly, we realized that there were just a ton of tech problems that were standing in the way of any real business adoption. From things that are, you know, just exploitable smart contract code to transactions that run so slowly that they can't do anything but the most basic business flows. So, you know, we actually had this joke internally that if we went to head of business at JP Morgan and told them that, hey, if there's a bug in our code, we actually have to hard fork the network to go and fix it, that they would have laughed us out of the room or fired us or both at the same time.
Yes, absolutely.
So we tried to go and like actually build something that addresses a lot of these problems. And the way that, and that's really the initial kind of vision of Kadena, of where it comes out of how do we make this ready for business? So Kadena is a hybrid that's both public and private blockchain platform that offers scale, security, speed, and ease of use. Kadena has a open source PACT smart contract language. PACT is unique for having formal verification as a native inside of the system. It also has capabilities similar to Agoric. We spent years building this and battle testing it with enterprise and just business clients. And we're now bringing it to the public blockchain side of the world. We think that the idea of democratizing something that you would need for running, you know, the most complicated supply chain business app on top of a blockchain that you can think of, all of that tech, that tech also works really well in public. So that's why we're bringing it to public with the launch of our mainnet. We're also working with Cosmos and Polkadot to bring PACT to their ecosystems.
Okay.
PACT is this language that is positioned to be a standard smart contract language for next-gen blockchains. It's designed to be embeddable. You can put it on top of any type of consensus that you want. And when Stu and I worked at JP Morgan, it was clear that back then that the blockchain options in the market were just technologically inadequate. And that's how we kind of got into all of this.
Which is, I mean, you're touching on a really good point that a lot of my other speakers I brought on the show haven't gone to in as much as in depth. And so I really want to unpack this just a little bit for more of the technical people, some of the technical people in the audience that are listening. And it's really important to be able to build something that others can go and build on top of. Like if you're speaking in a language, so it sounds like PACT is the language that y'all are creating or that is going to be able to be like transferable. And for people that are listening, that's like if you did like C++ or Swift or like some of the different ways when someone makes a new coding language that apps are built on top of like the iPhone and XYZ. And it sounds like y'all are trying to create a platform in coding languages that new blockchain developers can come and quickly create and innovate on top of, correct?
Yeah, I would say that it goes one step further than that. A lot of the existing smart contract languages are aimed at just strictly developers. PACT is actually aimed at a broader audience. Because when Stu and I were designing Kadena, we said, look, we're going to assume that blockchain is a thing and that it gets adoption in the 2020s. So at New Year on 2030, for 2030, what things are we going to need to make business a reality on this technology? And one of those things was a smart contract language that was truly something that's human readable, that's something that more than just a developer can look at, because smart contracts are business flows. And that means that you need executives that are technical to be able to read these things and lawyers that are technical to be able to go and audit these things and check for compliance. So a lot of languages have, you know, are very much developer centric. And while PACT is a wonderful language for developers, it's actually, I like to compare it more to something like SQL or to something like Excel that has a much broader user base than just developers.
Right.
There's a good, I've heard a comment before that, you know, JavaScript is the most popular language. It has 20 million developers. And, you know, that's true. It has a ton of people that use it all the time. But there are languages that are more popular, but no one ever, you know, talks about them because just everyone knows how to use them if you have, you know how to code, period. These are things like SQL, where everyone who codes is a SQL developer. So we don't even talk about it as a language because it's just the domain-specific thing that you use on databases that was so well designed that everyone picks it up because it's just really—
It's the standard.
Yeah, it's the standard. And that's what PACT is aimed to be. It describes the type of things that you're going to do on a blockchain in a clear and safe way, such that you can have people who aren't programmers who can actually go and read it. You can have computers formally verify your code with, you know, minimal effort. You don't need to go get a PhD to be able to do it. So that's what we're talking about here. And it's a different take on smart contracts.
Gotcha. And I think that is very needed and very important when building these things out, because there are, I mean, just even talking about how some people built like websites, and like they don't know how to hard develop, but they know how to use WordPress and they know how to use the drag and drop and the intricacies of that. Not to where they can, you know, go and hard code things, but they know enough to be able to get the end result that you're looking for. So it sounds like, kind of in a way, that is what like PAC's aiming to be, to where anyone can go pick this up, get what you need to get done, and be able to move forward without having to take on a ton of technical debt of understanding how to really use it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is great, which is like, I think is very, very innovative and what is needed. So where are y'all at right now on your roadmap and with usability and for people who want to either build on your platform or, you know, what are some different projects that are, who's your audience, I guess, I would say.
So right now our main, I'm gonna take a step back. So at the end of October, we nailed our mining release date that we had announced back during consensus about 6-8 months before. And we started mining off of Genesis. And so for all of November, we're mining mainnet. This is a 10-chain braided Kadena mainnet. So we have one of the unique things that we have is we figured out a way of scaling proof of work. So you just take straight Nakamoto consensus like you see in Bitcoin or Ethereum. And instead of having it only have one chain that does transactions, ours right now actually is 10 that do transactions that comprise a single network. You can almost think of it as sharding that works today. Okay. And the cool part is that you can actually hard fork to a bigger network later if all of a sudden you start to see a lot of adoption and the network becomes congested. You know, think back to CryptoKitties when it was first coming out and everyone was so excited that Ethereum just got clogged up for a couple weeks.
Exactly. Which is crazy.
Yeah, it is. And it shows there's a lot of potential here. So in the roadmap, we're currently in the middle of, we kind of call it almost like beta. Net, like beta mainnet almost, because miners can't transfer coins yet. It's just mining empty blocks while we make sure that the P2P layer is good, that the nodes are good, that we have a mining community. We recently had an article that was written in Token Daily about how we were experimenting with this novel approach to bootstrapping a community in record time, which we absolutely have. Our community is now 1,000 people who, and our Discord is incredibly active and people are just building tools. And 3 weeks ago, that wasn't true because we figured out a way of being able to have CPU miners come online during the first couple weeks and just make them into converts. And now that it's building tools for us and doing all this other stuff, it's just been amazing. So in December, we are turning on a part of the rest of the network. So transactions will go live and you can actually start trading these coins and or transferring these coins back and forth. And you can also start to use the kind of the authorization capabilities subsystem of PACT. And then at some point in January, we're going to have the full launch of the entire platform, which is going to involve, you know, user-driven smart contracts and, you know, actual onboarding of existing people who are interested in building on top of the platform, like Remedy, who's one of our launch partners, is going to be deploying a CBD supply chain tracking app onto our mainnet in the next couple months. And this is going to allow consumers to go and scan a QR code that's on the CBD oil they buy and go and check all of the details about when it was made, how it was shipped. You know, are there any issues that other people who bought the same batch have had, things like that.
Which is super cool. And I mean, thank you for explaining the roadmap and where y'all at. And, you know, congratulations on just all the progress. I know it's an exciting time. I know it's been a lot of work to just get to this point. So let me be the first one to say congratulations on all the hard work and where this is headed. Thanks. You know, I can only imagine. So sounds like you have some really cool things in the pipeline, some things that people need to be looking out for and can hopefully start using the platform and start using PAC to start building on top of as well. So thank you for letting us know about that. And just again, like I always get really excited for platforms that are being made because I think this is the true future of blockchain and cryptocurrency because like the use cases and how the technology is actually being used in everyday life and that is practical. I think that's how we get to mass adoption and that's how we, you know, get to that 2030 and looking back and like, wow, what were the stepping stones to really seeing this thing explode? And it's things like this. So I'm really excited to see, you know, where this is headed.
Yeah, we need to get the technical barriers out of the way of everyone who wants to go and build the decentralized future that we're all interested in. And we've, you know, we had all these great ideas over the last 5 years with Ethereum. And then And outside of a few core groups, it's been next to impossible to deploy any of these truly visionary applications. And that's why I'm so excited that we've actually launched this platform and that you're going to be able to go and have like a high throughput layer one scalable protocol that has smart contracts that are truly next generation that you can just go and build on and go and, you know, go and test your vision in an incredibly short period of time. The technology stack won't actually fight you every step of the way. It's just so freaking easy to use. Right. And then you can also go and scale it up for enterprise use. And yeah, I'm really proud of our team. You know, we're actually shipping something that moves blockchain adoption forward. And shipping in this industry is so rare that people almost don't pay that much attention to it, because normally it's just a lot of like, oh, that's on the roadmap for 2 years later. And then when you get to the 2 years later, it's like, oh, that's on the roadmap for 2 years later. Like, yeah, but you said that 2 years ago. It's like, yeah, but we said that 2 years ago, 2 years ago as well. So I'm just really happy to see all these features finally making it into the mainstream. And we're going to be able to test, like, can this tech really do what we all think it can?
Right. And I'm excited to see it too, man. We'll definitely continue to monitor this progress. But kind of shifting gears a little bit. So I know, of course, your project is absolutely incredible. But what are some other things that are in either the cryptocurrency or blockchain space that has you excited and has your attention right now?
I mean, right now, Cosmos, we've always been close with Cosmos, and I really appreciate the path that they have taken to getting up and running, seeing the progress on IBC. It appears that IBC is trying to solve the general problem of how do you connect any two blockchains, which is a really ambitious thing, and I'm glad someone's working on it. Cardano's take on how you solve that is closer to, well, you just put Pact on top of these different consensus layers, and then Pact can interoperate with itself really easily. But Cosmos is taking, you know, a step down. Like, we're going to do the TCP of a blockchain internet that's about to happen. So I'm really, you know, excited about that. Been excited to work with CoinList on the sale around our token, our tokens around launch. That's ending in, that ends the day after Thanksgiving. And I mean, for other things, I like what the Agoric guys are working on of capabilities. We've had a capability system. Capability is kind of the, if you saw, you know, like a username, password, you know, lists of like who can access what files on a computer.
Okay.
That's known as an access control list. And that is one style, one flavor of authorization. And the other style is capabilities. And capabilities are way more powerful, but they're really hard to implement. And Agoric, along with us, are really the only two people who have built that type of system into our language. So I like, we like talking with them because there's just not a lot of people who can talk in depth about this topic. So I, you know, I'm looking forward to what they're trying to do really to JavaScript too, like make a more secure JavaScript that we can even use on our browsers. Outside of that, I really like the tech that Libra has built. The Cosmos guys have been messing around with it because, you know, the idea that, okay, let's give, 20 world-class Facebook developers who each earn like $500,000 or $1 million a year to re-implement basically Tendermint, knowing all of the things that they've learned, that Tendermint learned over the last couple of years of getting to launch for Cosmos. Now, like, go and get some amazing world-class engineers and have them rebuild everything from scratch with lessons learned. It turns out the code they produce is really, really freaking good.
Believe it.
But yeah, it shouldn't be surprising to anyone. Like, Libra itself, not something I'm cool with. The tech that they've built, very happy to see that into production. It looks like that's maybe the most robust, proof of stake subsystem, like the consensus layer for something like that, that's ever been built. It's going to take a while for it to see adoption and for it to get integrated with things. But nonetheless, like, that is a big lump of incredibly expensive code that they have just given to the world. So I think that's really cool.
Absolutely. And thank you for putting all of those different things on our horizon. Definitely for everyone listening, take a moment, go back, listen to the three different things he told us to go check out. Definitely worth exploring. But also, you know, what are some things, let's say, in the next 6 months to a year in the crypto and blockchain space that you're looking out for and that you think other people should have on the top of their mind?
I think the biggest one is the Telegram case in the United States. That has the potential to change the regulatory environment. Telegram has one of the best legal team, or has one of the best law firms in the world for securities law. on their side going up against the SEC. And there's a lot of nuances that are going to get discussed during that case. And it has the potential to define a big chunk of how crypto is going to work over the next decade. And that could go, you know, well, it could go badly. I'm glad that it's Telegram and Skadden who are, you know, going up with the, or, you know, who the SEC has picked to kind of go and have this case and hash it out, because there's a lot of questions that we need answered, and Telegram raises a lot of them, but Telegram also has a ton of money to pour into a world-class legal team. And I think we're going to end up with a lot of clarity. So like, that's something that I'm watching incredibly closely. Every brief that comes out, all the updates, like I go and read all the source material on it. I've been spending the last 2 years figuring out our regulatory strategy, which in about 2 months I'll be able to talk about. But until then, I actually can't talk about it just because of regulatory reasons.
Right.
And like, I look at the Telegram stuff and I'm like, wow, I'm really glad we're launching now. Because if it goes sideways in April, we could have some new rules about how you launch these things. And it may make it impossible to launch anything, any projects from the US anymore.
Which is wild to think about. And thanks for bringing this up. I don't know how many people are aware of that this is going on, but yeah, I mean, just as Will just said, like, you know, there are a huge, huge, huge legal battle going on in the space that is going to have huge implications for the future of the crypto and blockchain space in the US. And like, it's going to be very crucial to see like how this all plays out. So definitely something worth going and checking out and staying up to date on for sure. But again, man, you just dropped a ton of different knowledge on us. Thank you for telling us about Cardano. Thank you for, you know, letting us know about all these different things that should be on our brains and things to be looking out for. But I always like to ask our speakers who come on, what is a final thought that they would like to leave with all of our listeners today? And so I would now like to ask you, what is something that you would like to leave with everyone listening today?
I think the core of it is that I got into crypto because I saw the potential of smart contracts, and, you know, proof of work made me interested in crypto, and then smart contracts made me understand this is the future. And, you know, beginning of 2020, when Cardano is fully up and running, we're going to have something that you can actually go and build on, and it's going to work. Now, whether or not the business model works, that vision for the future that people have works, that's a different question, because we're going to have to go and test out a huge cornucopia of different crazy ideas, but some are going to work. I think that the next 10 years are going to be just incredible from an innovation point of view of decentralized systems. And I'm just really happy that I've spent the last 3 years of my life building the tools that are, you know, going to be needed for people to actually go and, you know, build their vision and try to go and change the world. And, you know, thank you so much for, you know, having me on. It's been great chatting with you. And you can, you know, listeners can follow us on Discord, on Medium. They can swing by CoinList for the next week if they want to go and check out the sale. And otherwise, it's just, you know, this incredibly exciting time for the industry. So thanks.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you coming on the show and sharing some of your time and your insight with us. And I'm glad you've already let us know some different ways that we could connect with you and the team. Are there any ways that people can connect with you personally, or would you rather they go through Cardano?
Best way is to swing by Discord, also Twitter. I'm not too active on Twitter. I'm kind of spotty, but I tend to see updates. So, you know, tweeting at me and, you know, having interesting conversations usually works. But come by Discord. It's kind of a party, and it's a party that is just getting started.
Awesome. Well, again, Will, thank you so much for joining us today. And for everyone listening, stay cryptocurrent.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cryptocurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency. You'll receive daily emails Monday through Friday that are personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. If you're finding value in our content, please take 5 minutes to leave a 5-star review and a great comment. Also, please make sure to share this podcast with others. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the quality of this podcast. I can only thank my amazing producer, Andrew DeRitter, with DeRitter Productions, who has put this together. If you have any podcast, visual, or video needs, please go to DeRitterProductions.com. That's DERITTER Productions.com.
This has been another episode of Cryptocurrent. bringing you one step closer to becoming a crypto and blockchain aficionado. We look forward to giving you the latest in crypto news and analyses next week. Stay CryptoCurrent.
Please use available exits now.